Hello, my name is Gina Maciel, and my journey with Princess Margaret started with my mother, who was diagnosed with breast cancer several years ago. The first thing that I thought when my mom went to Princess Margaret was, we're in good hands, because they are world-renowned. They are known for the amount of work they put into cancer, particularly with breast cancer. So it did give me, I guess, a sense of ease in a way, knowing that regardless of what the outcome was, that they were going to give their all, and that we knew that she was going to get the best possible treatment and care throughout the process. And just the environment, just how everything's structured, you know that there's been so many people that have walked that same journey with that you're walking through. Unfortunately, my mother ended up passing. She did go into remission for a period, and then it came back. Ironically, when I was pregnant with my daughter, this is when it kind of returned. I understand the process very well as to how valuable it is to having a caring hospital and just the amazing nature of the staff at Princess Margaret throughout the journey. Even as I'm kind of reliving through those steps every time I go to the hospital for myself, I'm remembering seeing how she was feeling going through the process and just being one of her caregivers and seeing just every step of the way counts when you need that kind of compassion and support while you are dealing with somebody and trying to support somebody going through breast cancer. You know, my mother was my best friend. Her name was Mayola Maciel. She ended up passing at 65, but she was just so vibrant and full of life and so beautiful. And she was such a strong woman. My strength comes, a lot of the strength I have comes from her. And just to see how she was feeling going through those steps, it was the only time I really saw my mom vulnerable in her life. But the support that we received, we had people that really cared. You know, I gave my time to support the hospital itself, and that's why I took upon myself to reach out to seeing how I can get more involved with other fundraisers and events. I think it's valuable to be able to give my time and energy in a way that can help support other families going through this. The more resources there are, the more support we have for staff and more facilities and availability for people to get the urgent attention that they need, that they require to see their oncologist or whoever, right? So raising funds for supporting patients, because this is not an easy time in your life, you know, having to support where they can do more research that can support each individual journey to help overcome this. You know, the more lives that could be saved, the more people can, you know, stop the progression of the disease, or at least till the end of life, if that's what their journey is, they are as comfortable as possible and are getting their lives prolonged as much as possible. Anything that we can do to help people, because, you know, cancer, everywhere we turn, we're hearing about somebody being diagnosed with some form of cancer. I'm very spiritual, so everyone has their time, obviously, but how people are treated and what's there to support people going through that is very, very important.